I would like to thank I Am Jax for choosing me as his prize. For the Dark Side Playground subreddit, they were doing a raffle because they had reached 1,000 subscribers. And I was chosen as the prize of that raffle. So I Am Jax, thank you for choosing me. I appreciate you. So he chose for me to do one of my, you know, true stories. And the true story that he wanted me to do was stories of when I was a little girl seducing older men. And oh boy, did I do that. I was such a bad girl. I was seriously a bad girl. I loved sex. I can't even begin to tell you how much I loved sex. Like, it made me feel validated. It made me feel, like, special, I guess you could say. And I knew I had... pardon me. That went down the wrong tube. But, also I realized I had power. I had power over men. I had power over men in a way that I can't describe. And I couldn't explain even then or now. I just can't explain it. I just knew sex worked. So I really, really, really wanted to study under this one funeral director. But his main boss, the main owner of the establishment, didn't feel comfortable having somebody like my age working there. So I started fucking the funeral director, like one of his funeral directors that worked there. Like, he's one of the guys that do like late night shifts. Like, when they have like a surplus of bodies and day hours isn't going to cut it, he's the guy that comes in and just works through the night to make sure everything's done for the next day. And he wanted me to work with him. And I wanted to work with him. So I started fucking him. I had him convinced that I was the best student in the world. He could teach me anything that he wanted because I was young and malleable. You know, I could be trained. And so I used that ability of mine, that power of being a little nymphette, to be able to manipulate the situation. I had this 30-something-year-old man eating on the palm of my hand. And I barely had my period. Fucking awesome, right? I used to be able to get my way. Still can to a certain degree, but it's a lot easier when you're 16. Like, there's just something about a 16-year-old girl that makes older men nuts. So, then there was Adrian. Adrian was this DJ. And, I was about 17 at the time when I started fucking him. Met him at the bowling alley he worked at. He was doing this DJ night every Friday and Saturday. You know, for like the late night bowling thing that they had going there. So my cousins dragged me one night and I met him and we exchanged numbers because he was wearing a Kiss t-shirt and I had on like, I forgot what it was. It was some kind of a Kiss necklace or something. I can't remember, but I was like really obsessed with Kiss at the time. And he saw my Kiss memorabilia. I saw his t-shirt and I asked him if he would play the song I Was Made for Loving You. And he instantly started playing it. And I adored him instantly. So I told him I was 18. I know, I'm bad. I could have ruined his life. I know. I hear you judging me. I hear you. Stop it. So, yeah, I fucked a... You know, once again, he's... You know, 30-something. And I was fucking him until... You know, I was about 18. Yeah, about 18. Yeah, I was pregnant with another man's baby before I stopped fucking him. That's a story for later. I'll tell that story towards the end. Yeah. And then when I was about 17 years old, it was the beginning of my senior year of high school. And I really, 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 really just wanted to, I just wanted to be over with. I wanted high school to be done. I was over it. So I had this one teacher that, like, lucky enough for me, I had him for audiovisual club, which was literally a class you get graded for, which I thought was really cool. I had him for film study, and I had him for English. He was single, middle-aged, with no kids. He regretted all the things. Everything about his life he regretted. And I made him feel young. I didn't fuck him. He was really keen on not fucking me, just for the sake of his job and freedom. But he used to tell me that I was born, you know, in the wrong era, that I should have been, I should have been born his contemporary, that we would have been excellent together. I'm inclined to agree. He was very cool. It's heartbreaking watching him grow old. You know, I got older, and he just got old. And I feel guilty saying that, but it's the truth. He managed to get me my first computer, my first real job. He managed to get me, gosh, so many things, like physical possessions, just him helping me get through things. I had a hard life. We were impoverished, and he made sure that, like, my senior year, I had my cap and gown, that I had a prom dress. He hooked me up. He took care of me. He became my daddy in a very real way. And I miss him dearly. I miss him very dearly. Right around this time, I started hanging out with a really bad crowd and ended up meeting my classmate's older brother, who I affectionately call Justin the Vampire Meth Head. The son of a bitch, man, tricks me into coming to his house for a party, manages to convince me that it's a good idea to take a handful of pills and drink a bottle of beer. And I passed out to him having done whatever to my body and was then drinking the blood out of slice wounds in my tit. It was traumatic as fuck. Hot and traumatic in equal measure. I won't lie. Only thing that scared me was pardon me. Pardon me. Once again, wrong pipe. I was warned by my doctor that because he was on meth and because he was a drug addict and he, you know, had all these issues, that I really had to be careful about VD. So they were, like, testing me for a bit after that, making sure that I didn't, like, catch anything from him. Then after that guy, I started dating this guy named Jeremy. Jeremy was about 15 years older than me. And, I just seduced him, like, right under my cousin's nose. No, my cousin was in love with him her whole life, and I hate my cousin. So, I seduced the guy that she was in love with, just because I could. Because I was very mean-spirited, and, you know, I was not a good person then. Did some really spiteful stuff. And then when I met his best friend, I fucked him. Problem was, that bit me in the ass. Dude's best friend ended up knocking me up. Tricking me into having his... tricking me into having his fucking baby. That was fucked up, man. I was just a little girl, you know? I wasn't ready for a fucking baby. I was college bound. You know, I had aspirations. I had dreams. And here comes this, like... guy who's way older than me who's just like, here, let me take care of you and give you this life that you always wanted. And then we end up homeless and on drugs. It was fucked up. The whole thing was fucked up. Didn't need to go that way. And then when I started seeing the father of my oldest, I ended up hooking up with his uncle. Yeah, his 64-year-old uncle. But in my defense, Fred is like wicked, or Fred was like wicked, youthful, like so full of jokes and humor and comedy and fun and life. And, he was alive in a very real way, like very vital for his age. Very much 20 years old in a 70, excuse me, 64-year-old body, later on 70-year-old. He died in the 70s. The last few years, though, of his life, I was living out of state, sadly. But he was like my sugar daddy. He took really good care of me. That wasn't a matter of me being manipulative. That was just me really caring about someone. And I miss him to this day. He was another person that used to tell me that I was born in the wrong time, that if only we were at the same age, we would have been wonderful together. And we would have. We would have been so good together. My teacher used to say that too. I feel like I get along really well with much older men. I don't know, I just do. So, thank you for listening. I gotta go. I'm about to have some company. I got roast rabbit in the oven right now cooking. Putting out my blunt. Thank you for listening, and congratulations to I Am Jax for winning, and thank you so much to the Dark Side Playground subreddit for being absolutely phenomenal. I might do a part two to this and maybe come to it. Oh shit, my neighbors are being really loud. I gotta go. Mwah.